Today on Faithfully Fantasy.
I am Sean. I am 100% Ravenclaw. I am 100% Scribe.
I'm JC, an author of Memoirs as well. I love fantasy as well.
You're gonna love it.
This book for you is even better than Harry Potter. It's a big statement. I will be reading. I will be coming with my theories.
Egg all over your face. So sleep with one eye open, because once you enter, there are only two ways out. Graduate
or die.
God, you're getting it.
I'm guessing now that in the end she will show to everyone that she's worth it, she's a strong girl.
She doesn't graduate.
Oh, so she died. Hello and welcome to the pilot episode of Faithfully Fantasy,
the husband and wife podcast covering all things fantasy fiction.
Join us for my first read-through of Fourth Wing by Rebecca Yarros, a book that definitely is coming with a lot of noise in my house.
You mean in the fantasy community?
Yeah, that too, of course.
So this is the pilot episode where it's really just a chance to get to know us. We'll explain who we are, what we're planning to do over the next few weeks, so what the shows will involve. We'll cover a bit around how we'll deal with spoilers, and then we'll get into the good stuff. You haven't read it yet? You haven't started yet?
No, I haven't. I'm still virgin about this, so be nice with me, please.
So then we're going to look a little bit of the cover, and then we're going to do a bit of the blurb, to get your first reaction of what you think is going to happen in the book.
But I think before all of this, maybe we should do a little bit introduction about ourselves. That would be nice for the
people. Nice to meet you.
Yeah,
I'm your wife. I am Sean. I would say I'm the real fantasy nerd in the relationship. I am 100% Ravenclaw. I am 100% Scribe. But you're actually the fantasy fiction author.
Yeah. So I'm JC, an author of Memoirs as well. I love fantasy as well, but I had to confess that I'm more into the fantasy days with real world. A sample of that would be Harry Potter. So it's like fantasy, but at the same time, you can locate everything in the real world. This is going to be something new for me. I'm not a very big fan of like when it's completely new worlds and this kind of thing. So it's going to be an interesting...
You're going to love it. I know you're going to love it.
Well, yeah, I mean, you said this book for you is even better than Harry Potter. And obviously that coming from you, then you made me read Harry Potter. Because before that, I didn't know anything about it. And now you're telling me that this... could be even better than that. That's a big statement. So it's like, okay, this book is something that definitely I need to have a look.
Yeah, so I agree. Like, I really love the bits of Harry Potter I love are that it could be real and you're just not part of the party.
Yeah.
But this, well, like, the reason I love fantasy so much is that you can just escape into a world where there's just, it's so different to the one that we're in. I mean, we don't have a hard life, we have a good life. But sometimes it's a bit stressful. And if you're just with an audiobook or with a print copy, you can just escape into something where there's a lot of stress in this book. I mean, there's war, there's like violence. I'm not going to tell you too much more.
And why you're considering a break from reality. Yeah,
but it's so different to the type of like work and kids and all of that. So that's why I really love fantasy. It did start, like, as a kid with Harry Potter, but now I've discovered, mostly through book talk, I've discovered, like, adult fantasy fiction, and I'm just totally hooked. Yes. And I'm dragging you along with me.
Yeah, that's, like, the best word to describe it, dragging me into this. But, yeah, I would say there's a little bit of pressure, I guess, about this book, because, yeah, it's definitely... My first time, I'm kind of maybe have a rough idea what it's about. I know this about dragons, but that's something that you can see from the cover. So not that much. But yeah, I want to see like what is all this noise coming. Right. Yeah, definitely. So it will be something really interesting. And who knows, maybe by the end of all these episodes, you're going to see like me, somebody that had no idea what this book about, turning into a big fan.
Yeah. I think also the TV series is coming out. You really like TV series and movies and stuff. So part of what we're going to do is look a bit at that. And I think, I am sure you'll like it. And I just can't wait to be able to finally talk to you about all the theories, all the like foreshadowing, all the character deep dives. And yeah, I'm just really excited to be able to talk about it.
Yes. So the only thing that we need to say is that, yes, it's going to be my first time reading this book. However, we know there will be people that haven't read the book yet, and they're probably watching this. So we need to make sure that we're not going to spoil anything about it, because we just want to go through like some of the biggest ideas, concepts, and everything about this book. But we're not going to spoil anything. So people that haven't read the book have nothing to be concerned about.
I'm going to find it really hard not to spoil stuff. So the way we'll deal with spoilers is if I accidentally spoil anything, I am really sorry. I will do my best. We will edit them out, or we will kind of edit in a spoiler warning depending on how it goes. I think what we'll do as we go through the book, obviously we won't be able to talk much, or I won't be able to talk much about the early chapters. But I also have read Iron Flame, and I'm already starting to get gripped with theories of what's going to happen in the next three books. But I'm going to try my best.
Yeah, that's going to be something interesting, because obviously you know already what happened in the first book. So I will be reading, I will be coming with my theories, what I think what's going to happen, and you will be laughing because...
You're going to have egg all over your face at the end of it. And we might do an episode on all the things that you were right about, all the things that you were horrendously wrong about.
Or maybe no. Maybe I'll come with something that somebody will be like, oh yeah, something that nobody else got from the book, but...
I think Rebecca Yaros might listen to us and get some ideas for books 3 to 5.
Yeah.
You never know. So we'll just talk a bit about how the shows are going to work. We're going to do around 5 chapters a week. Yes. I'm going to set you some homework at the end of each episode to read next one. And then we'll get your first impressions. Yes. We'll do a chapter recap as well. I haven't worked out yet whether it's best coming from you because you've literally just read it, or whether I'll do that.
Yeah.
Then we'll do some like deep dive conversations into the characters, into the lore surrounding all the dragons, and just the world building elements of it. We will look at the plot, we'll look at the themes, and we'll also get your predictions of what's going to happen.
Yes.
What else are we going to do?
We're going to be talking about something that I would like to say is kind of like a battle royale, or maybe like a battle mat.
So, yeah, the mat.
Yes. So we can have a look like maybe, okay, what will happen if these two characters had a fight? Who will win? Who? Why? So we could do like a little bit of conversation about this, like what you think,
a debate on who's gonna win. Yeah, that's gonna be hard for me because I'm gonna know maybe powers that they get later in the series.
Yeah, but we need to talk about like what we know at the time. If I would say the first five episodes or the first chapter, we just had to focus.
And you'll know if I demand a rematch later in the book, that's something's
going to happen. That would be like one of the things, like have a battle. Then we have as well like character training playlist, like which song do you think this character will be listening in a specific moment of the training. That would be like something.
Yeah, really what's cool. On the gym playlist.
Yeah, that's exactly. Obviously, we're going to have more stuff like quizzes and more stuff that probably will come along. We go with more episodes.
Yeah, it'll be fun to speculate a bit about the TV series as well and how they might translate some of the stuff that's on the page onto the screen.
Yeah.
Who's going to play characters?
Yeah.
How are they going to do the CGI of the dragons?
Yeah, exactly.
We'll do some of that. We want it, this, I don't know if you can tell, this isn't scripted. We want it to be more of a chat. So we might go a bit off piece sometimes, but I think the key is that we get your first reactions and your predictions. Might make a prediction log, write them all down.
So that yeah, can I just want to see like how many times I was wrong.
No, because it's really hard for me to think back about what I thought was going to happen, because I just devoured these books, like got so addicted that I just could not get through it fast enough the first time round, and I didn't stop and think about what was going to happen, because I only read Fourth Wing when Iron Flame was already published. There was a lot of people that read it and had to wait for the next one. I'm obviously in the situation where I've read two of them now and I'm waiting for the next ones. I roll on the end of January.
Yes.
So the plan is to get through Fourth Wing and Iron Flame ready for publish date.
So we're going through all of them, yes, and then by the end or everything, we will have their new book coming in January, and then that's going to be another interesting one.
Yes.
Hopefully by then I will be a fan, you know.
You will be a fan.
Yeah, otherwise this is going to be like a really horrible idea.
I'll be sat here on the sofa on my own just talking to myself.
Yeah, need to change the name of the podcast.
My mum likes Fourth Wing, she'll come and do it with me.
Oh yeah.
I think I should start getting royalties, because the amount of people I've recommended this book to and they've gone out and bought it.
Yeah, definitely.
Right, so shall we get stuck in?
Yeah, let's start with the first section.
So this part of the show is called Don't Judge a Book by Its Cover.
Yes, and effectively, we're going to do is we're going to judge the book by the cover.
Yeah, I can't do it because I already know everything that's inside the book.
Yes.
But full disclosure, we have the hardback and the paperback, and you have seen these. This isn't the first time you've seen it.
Yeah,
they've been around the house for a while.
Yeah, actually, I bought the paperback because this is going to be my book. The one that I'm going to read is brand new. Had nothing inside, like notes or anything. I haven't opened it. I've seen it, the cover. Yes, I've seen the hardcover as well, because you've been reading for already like month, I think. So I've seen it, but I haven't paid that much attention. That's no. The only thing I have to say. Yeah.
So what do you think?
Okay, so I had in my hands the hardcover edition, and I have to say that normally I think an author wants to put like some clues or something in the cover. When I see this one, the first thing that caught my attention is the circles or these rings around the title. Those rings or circles, and the first vibe it gives me is something like the an astrology map.
Yeah.
You know, when you have all the zodiacs and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know if
planets.
Yes, so kind of like constellations, and you had like a dragon in the middle, you had another dragon just passing, and the one in the middle like staring to that dragon.
I've noticed that before, but that's definitely a moon. At the bottom of the circle, there's on one of the rings, there's a little planet-like thing, and it looks like it's got a little moon.
Yes, exactly. So I don't know, like, if there's something about this, if there's something that's like giving away some of the ideas, because, like I said, for me it could be like a zodiac thing, could be as well, and you know that in the zodiac, every single sign has like a different like personalities.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if this is something related to that. I don't know if it's kind of like Harry Potter. It has like different houses, and each house is something like you learn something, or they have the skills or something. But that's like the first impression that I get. What else I could say? No, that's the only thing that I can tell. Like,
what about this part here?
So
describe it first for people. Yes, so
I see this in the middle. There's like a dragon, and then the behind the dragon, it looks kind of like a, it looks like a sun, could be. I don't know if it's like the sun, and there's like sunlight or kind of like lightnings. So could be like interpreted by like explosion or something that's really bright. And then we have this there, I'm not sure if it's like clouds because they're flying, the dragon look, they're flying, or if it's a smoke. So but yeah, I don't know what else I can get from Discover that can give me clues or can give me like some idea what I'm going to find inside. It's definitely about dragons. That's the thing I can tell.
Right above the title, it says graduate or die.
Yes. So graduate or die. For me, obviously, that's kind of like army thing. Like maybe it has to be like something that a training or something that you had to do, had to go through. And it's so hard that if you don't pass, you'll die.
Mm-hmm.
So could be
Jennifer L. Armentrout also says brutal games, grumpy dragons, sizzling sexual tension. Do you think about that?
Okay, definitely an adult book. There's not something I'm going to read to my children at night time. But I mean, they say brutal games, so it's gonna be like, well, battle between dragons and is any like, well, I don't know if it's people riding the dragons as well, or it's just people like kind of like Pokemon, like send the dragon to fight and tell it what to do. But it would be interesting to see, like, okay, what is this fight? Or it's like games like kind of like Mortal Kombat, where just one is going to survive, or it's just, I don't know, part of war.
You know, absolutely. I'm so surprised because I have talked quite a lot about this book and you clearly haven't listened to anything that I've said.
Oh, gosh.
Right, the paperback is almost the same, but slightly different.
I mean, in the paperback, it had kind of like the same design. So you had like these rings or these circles, but now you start to see that, for example, in the one that you said they had like a planet with a moon. That one doesn't have the moon, so it's just like the planet. Then the second dragon that you can find in the hardcover is not there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you have like another planet there instead of the dragon.
I know that's the same one.
Yeah, it's the same dragon there. It's just looking up. You still have the like the explosion or the sunlight or whatever it is in the background, like. Yeah, it looks like the sun. So I'm guessing it's flying to height or something. And we don't have any more clues about like the other one, graduate or die.
No, I think you've done quite well there. Like you've picked out most the features of the cover. Do you think it looks like a good book? Would you be drawn to it in a bookshop?
Not particularly, to be honest. It looks like really simple because I know when I see that, I'm not expecting to see this. Like something that somebody will die, or there's battles, or there's wars, or something like violence or sexual tension, or
yeah. So it's like, I know you'll like it because it's the same type of genre as the book that you've written. So it's a romanticy, it's like a fantasy world. There's romance, there's war, there's so I know you will like it. It's interesting though, your perspective on the cover.
Yes.
So, I'm going to read you the blurb.
Okay.
I think they might be different on each one. Should we go for the short one?
Have a look where it says.
Oh, no, okay. Friends, enemies, lovers. Everyone has an agenda. Violet Soaringale expected to live a quiet life surrounded by books until she was forced into the world's deadliest training ground. Now she must fight to join the army's elite, Dragon Riders. But dragons don't choose fragile riders. They incinerate them. And when your body breaks as easily as Violet's does, death is only a heartbeat away. Every night could be your last. Many would kill Violet to better their own chances of success. The rest would kill her simply because of her last name, including the ruthless Sadon Ryerson, her family's greatest enemy. With the odds stacked against her, Violet must use every edge of her wits. Must use every edge her wits can give her just to see the next sunrise. Because once you enter Basgaiath War College, there are only two ways out, graduate or die.
Okay. Sounds interesting. Definitely.
So you know it's a war college now.
Yeah, so they have dragon riders. So yeah, definitely they're no like Pokemon. Just send the dragon to fight. So that's cool. But it gives me like a little bit like the impression, you know, like in Harry Potter, there's Harry, and then you have this like a family thing, and then nobody like it, or some people don't like it because the family or because what he represents.
And Malfoy.
Yeah. So it gives me the first vibe. Obviously, I had this now, an army that's elite, then the dragons. They had kind of like give me this like avatar impression as well, that you need to maybe kind of like build the link with the dragon, or I don't know if it's the dragon who chose you, or you need to do something to prove that to the dragon that you're worth it.
It says dragons don't choose fragile riders, they incinerate them. Millie Bobby Brown couldn't put it down.
Oh.
That's a good sign.
Yeah.
It says here, pure escapism, think Hunger Games meets 50 Shades. So I thought it was like if Harry Potter and Katniss Everdeen had a baby.
Yeah.
The baby grows up, gets herself a badass dragon. that's the paperback one.
Yes.
I think it might be, let's see. Oh, it's very similar but different.
Okay.
Welcome to the brutal and elite world of Basgaiath War College. 20-year-old Violet Soaringale was supposed to enter the Scribe Quadrant, living a quiet life among books and history. Now the commanding general, her toughest Helen's mother, has ordered Violet to join the hundreds of candidates striving to become the elite of Navarre, Dragon Riders. But when you're smaller than everyone else and your body is brittle, death is only a heartbeat away. Because dragons don't bond to fragile humans, they incinerate them. That's the same.
Yeah.
With fewer dragons willing to bond than cadets, most would kill Violet to better their own chances of success. The rest would kill her just for being her mother's daughter, like Sadon Ryerson, the most powerful and ruthless wing leader in the Riders' Quadrant. She'll need every edge of her wits. I couldn't get that in the last one. She'll need every edge her wits can give her just to see the next sunrise. Yet, with every day that passes, the war outside grows more deadly, the kingdom's protective wards are failing, and the death toll continues to rise. Even worse,
mm-hmm.
Violet begins to suspect leadership is hiding a terrible secret.
Oh.
Everyone at Basgaiath has an agenda, so sleep with one eye open, because once you enter, there are only two ways out. Graduate.
Or die.
God, you're getting it.
Yeah.
So there's some really good things there to pick out.
Yeah.
She was supposed to go to the scribe quadrant.
Mm-hmm.
living a quiet life among books and history, but her tough as talons mother has ordered her to join the hundreds of candidates striving to become the elite of Navarre.
Yes, so something that came to my mind as well, so is Violet. She's like the main character, isn't it? So it's kind of give me the impression that, okay, she's like maybe fragile, nobody's expecting too much from her, or she's like, yeah, somebody that it will die anytime soon because it shouldn't be there for any reasons. But I'm guessing now that in the end she will show to everyone that she's worth it, she's stronger, and maybe she has secrets or something to prove to everyone that actually she is worth it.
Let's come back to that at the end of the book. So it also says, yet with every day that passes, the war outside grows more deadly.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's something that obviously I need to read it to understand a little bit better if, like, this academy is just an academy to train people that want to be part of the army, like, if you want to build a career, or is maybe this city or place is constantly in war and they always constantly need to like have people to replenish, defend them, to attack, to defend, and that kind of stuff. So I don't know if this land is constantly in war and that what they need, you're like the toughest and the best to defend all the land or to conquer even more.
The kingdom's protective wards are failing.
Here we go.
Violet begins to suspect leadership is hiding a terrible secret. What do you think the secret is? That the wards are failing.
Yeah.
It says, no.
That would be too obvious. Yeah. But it sounds interesting. This is the first time that I heard this. So give me more ideas, what is coming. I start like straight away building in my mind like what I'm going to find here. Yeah, like you say, it's kind of like a little bit like the Hunger Games that you have, like the main character has to go through a lot of stuff to survive, and then you have like the dragons, and for some reason it gave me like the impression as well from, you know, the TV show The Umbrella Academy.
Mm-hmm.
When Seven, she was like the weakest, or she was like the one that nobody was expecting anything.
Spoiler alert for Umbrella Academy. Oh, yeah.
But in the end, she was like somebody that has so much to show. So it gave me that impression as well.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, I might be wrong. Maybe she's just surviving because lucky, not because it's strong.
She doesn't graduate.
Oh, so she died. Boom, spoiler alert, straight away.
That's not... Ooh, does she? Does she, doesn't she?
Ooh. Find out in the next episodes of Faithful Fantasy.
I think you might need to wait a few episodes to find out what happens to Violet.
Yeah,
so that's the blurb. I think, so what I need to do is set you some homework.
Okay, so.
I just want to see. Yeah, I think you need to read the first 5 chapters.
Okay.
So that's that much.
The next, oh, right. Well,
that's not very translatable to a podcast, is it? It is.
How many pages is showing?
67.
Yeah, that's fine. So 67, 5 episodes for our next episode of Faithfully Fantasy. 5
chapters for our next episode.
Yeah.
We will do a chapter run through, then we'll get your first impressions. Then there's some really cool stuff that happens here that would look good on screen, so we will do a bit of what it looks like, what the TV series.
Yeah.
You get to meet some really key characters in these 5 chapters, so we might have a look at what you think about, what your first impressions of those people are. Yeah,
it's going to be interesting, and I'm sure it's going to be even more exciting for you. Finally, you're going to be able to talk to me about it, just the first five chapters.
Yay! So, thank you for listening to our pilot episode. If you liked what you heard, please rate us in whichever app you listen to your podcasts.
Yes, and if you're watching on YouTube, please give us a like, subscribe, tell to your friends, family, to everyone. Yes. Everyone, they managed to graduate. Please follow us on Instagram and TikTok. Remember, it's at Faithfully Fantasy. And we'll be here, hopefully, maybe next week, if we can.
We'll be here next week, and we are going to enter Basgiath War College.
Ooh, let's see how it goes with all of this.
Will we graduate or will we die?
Hopefully,
we graduate. I would definitely die. I don't think I would be a graduate of Basgiath War College.
Yeah, for me it's not really interesting. I mean, if we are already talking about like army and like properly training to be the best, like, oh yeah, that's my kind of stuff.
You would graduate. I definitely wouldn't.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, if I don't get rushed by my dragon.
Well, I'd be a scribe anyway, so it's a lot. I think it's
like. What is that? Like a house or.
Well, no, let's not get back into it.
I will find out, hopefully, in the first five chapters, yes.
Read it now.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week.